people what I would do if I was them to reverse their diseases with natural therapies. You can contact me by calling me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week. My toll-free number that works from U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean is 888-321-6751. My Skype username is DrCarly1, but I use that primarily for international clients and radio shows. I do not practice medicine nor give medical advice. Rather, I teach people what I would do if I were you to reverse disease with natural therapies in people and in pets. Archives of my shows for the past few years on various networks can be found at thelightofdayradioshow.com. Click on Dr. Carly Archives. You can also click on the daily news icon to read my newsletters that I put out every week. If you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in. We have a new number today. The number is 562-912-3502. That's 562-912-3502. And, of course, support Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com if you appreciate the shows that are broadcast here. Today's show is going to be quite complicated. We're actually going to have a number of guests on, Sally Alcordi, who also has a show on Revolution Radio Band Vaccines 2013, is bringing together, first of all, a number of artists who have made songs about vaccines. And then we're going to see how it goes. She's tried to get some pro-vaccine minions from the WHO as well as UNICEF to come on and debate us about vaccines. So we'll see if they show up. Not holding my breath on that one. So if we can bring in Sally, and I want her to take it from here. She has these artists lined up that are going to each, as far as I understand, sing one of their songs in regards to vaccines. Of course, music is a very important way to get to people. My favorite anti-vaccine song is Say No to the Vaccines by NZ Trillion, which usually starts my show but didn't today for some reason. So if you haven't heard that one yet, check that out on YouTube. Say No to the Vaccines by NZ Trillion. Are you there, Sally?
Hi, Rebecca. Thank you so very much for allowing me to have this concert on your program. The fact that it's on your program is just a coup in itself. So, yes, we are – today is International Peace Day. And most unfortunately, which something that was supposed to be a worldwide ceasefire is something far worse than actual non-ceasefire. They are going in with healthcare workers and they're inoculating, Justin, I can hear you breathing if you wouldn't mind muting that. But they are bringing in healthcare workers, to inoculate literally millions of people. So, this is children, of course, the ones who cannot defend themselves as their parents unwittingly bring them to the slaughter. And this has left 47,500 children paralyzed in India when 3 years running prior to that, there were only 12 cases of polio. After this mass inoculation, 47,500, and this was a far less mass one that will take, then will take place on, today. Well, I, just want to give a shout out to the people who worked with me trying to undo this since July. Yuka Azuma, Sandy Lanier, Alan Greaves, these are my heroes. So I just, wanted to say hello to them and Irwin Alber, who is a godsend. And quite frankly, the first person who's going to perform at this concert to ban vaccines is going to be Michael Belkin of the Refusers. And Irwin Alber absolutely adores him. He always requests the saddest song of all, Lost My Baby.
Well, can each of the artists please give just a little background on themselves as to why they are so involved in producing these songs? I know Michael Belkin's story, but if he wouldn't mind possibly sharing that with the listeners as an introduction, I think that would be great.
I agree. Michael Belkin, are you there, my friend?
Yes, indeed.
Well, please share your story with the listeners, and if you wouldn't mind starting with Lost My Baby, that would be much appreciated.
Okay. Should I do it by song or by speech?
Well, that's an interesting way to go. Perhaps you want to sing it, and that story tells itself.
All right, well, I'll just say what happened. You know, we lived in New York City, Greenwich Village. I worked on Wall Street. We had our first child at the age of 5 weeks, second hepatitis B shot. She died within 15 hours, stopped breathing, turned blue in the middle of the night. The autopsy report found a swollen brain, which is the classic vaccine adverse reaction, encephalitis. And then they refused to put it in the autopsy report after they talked to Merck. And I'm kind of fast forwarding, skipping over a bunch of developments here, but they had the nerve to tell me, you know, after finding a swollen brain at the final, when they handed me the autopsy report, the person who did the autopsy, her superior, was standing at her elbow, you know, twisting her arm, and she said, "Oh, Mr. Belkin, we decided the brain wasn't swollen. Vaccines do a lot of good things for people, Mr. Belkin." So that was that story. Here is that story in song. I wrote a song about it. I have a band called The Refusers, and we have a Facebook page and a blog and all kinds of things. But let me play you the song I wrote on this very subject called "Stole My Baby Away." Well, my baby was a child so strong. Healthy baby, never did no wrong. Then we took her to that infant doctor. He took a needle, then he shot her. That evening, she stopped breathing, her face turned blue. Lord, her face turned blue. Well, there was nothing we could do. Oh, Lord, nothing we could do. Well, the next morning, that hearse came round, took my baby back into town. And I carried her in my arms, and I buried her in the ground. That's why I'll fight them till my dying day. Oh Lord, till my dying day. Their vaccine needle stole my baby away. Oh, Lord, stole my baby away. The police came to look at our house. Wanted to see if we'd killed her ourselves. I said, "Mr. Policeman, she was perfectly fine. So that doctor killed that child of mine. That's why I'll fight them. I'll fight them till my dying day. Oh, Lord, till my dying day. The vaccine needle, it stole my baby away. Oh, Lord, stole my baby away. Well, my baby was a child so strong. A healthy baby, never did no wrong. And I carried her in my arms. And I buried her, yes, in the ground. Well, yes, I buried her
it's impossible to applaud after that. Woo! Oh, that is sad. That is a sad song, Michael Belkin. My God. And it's so plain. Thank you so much for speaking so plainly.
Thanks for having me.
I would like to ask Malkin, Michael to please tell us your daughter's name.
Lila Rose Belkin, L-Y-L-A. And we've gone on. We have two, you know, I'd have to be a total idiot to vaccinate my kids. We stayed together. It's a lot of stress having a child die, you know, but we have two more children now. My son is 12 and my daughter is 10, and they are both unvaccinated, I'm proud to say, and extremely healthy.
As always occurs. And I just want to state that I've interviewed a police officer from Australia by the name of Chris Savage that actually was damaged himself by the hepatitis B vaccine. And when he started going on, you know, investigations of children that had died after he was damaged, he started to ask questions of the parents about the vaccines the children had received before they died, and he was fired for doing that. So this is a mass conspiracy. As you experienced yourself, the coroners are not allowed to tell people that the vaccines did it. The police, if they're in the know, are not allowed to ask. And the genocide continues. So I appreciate what you're trying to do to spread the word. And as you know, you're but one of millions who have experienced this very despicable situation. In fact, you know, as you know, most cases of shaken baby syndrome are also caused by vaccines, and in those cases, the parents are often charged with murder and go to jail for the rest of their life. So this is what we're dealing with, and this is why I have dedicated my life to stop this insanity.
Yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
This is all of our life's work. Michael, how many years has it been since your daughter passed?
Oh, it's been, she would have been 13 now, so it's been 13 years. Yeah.
Very sad, 13 years for you.
Yeah. And, of course, you were never able to go to the vaccine court, right, because the coroner changed his diagnosis and decided that the brain wasn't swollen.
That's right. It was, I looked at it, and it was kind of a waste of time. I began to smell a rat, and so instead of, like, trying to get paid, you know, and going through the rigmarole with the kangaroo court, I went to CDC meetings, ACIP meetings, FDA meetings. I went to vaccine, you know, mafia meetings, and I testified to Congress, and, you know, we did manage to get the mercury removed from the hepatitis B vaccine that's given at birth. They suspended the birth mandate. You know, every baby gets pretty much, and every born in every hospital in the U.S. gets hepatitis B at birth now within 24 hours. That was suspended briefly after the congressional hearings, but now it's back. I gave up. I got to the point where I went to a Institute of Medicine meeting out here in Seattle when we moved from New York. We moved to Washington State because it's easier, you know, vaccine exemption thing is easier, and I didn't need to be in New York anymore. And, I asked point blank the neurologist, pediatric neurologist on the vaccine safety panel of the Institute of Medicine. This was their vaccine safety meeting where they ruled that vaccines are safe and don't cause autism. I asked him if measles encephalitis from the vaccine was the same thing as measles encephalitis from measles. And he looked around, he gave me a crooked little grin, looked around at the other people on the panel, and he said, "I don't know."
Right. I don't know. Apparently he hasn't read Harrison's Principles of Internal Medicine, which is the book that all of us in medical school learn internal medicine from, because they discuss subacute sclerosing panencephalitis in there. At least they did in the early 80s. I've gotten subsequent books where they pretty much took that out, where they admitted that the measles vaccine caused subacute sclerosing panencephalitis, which is mercury. That vaccine has never had, which is autism. That vaccine has never had mercury. And this is the, you know, dog and pony show they do in all of these hearings. They know exactly what's going on. How could they ever admit what they've done? Because it's not just autism. It's every disease in internal medicine. And so the confiscation continues, And I'm glad that you witnessed it for yourself to see that these people will never admit what they've done. There's not enough money on the planet to pay parents for the damages that they've done, as if paying people can compensate for a dead child. So, you know, this is what's going on, and that's why I do these shows. And that's Sally's goal as well, is to stop this insanity altogether, because the lives that are being destroyed and the children that are being maimed and killed, I can't even imagine the number if you talk about the global population.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Just today, millions are being vaccinated right now, today. They're going to brag about it when they come out with the video.
Right. I decided after that guy told me that, you know, the supposed expert who didn't even know the definition of encephalitis, it really took the wind out of my sails. I felt like that scene in Spartacus where the escaped slaves are on the plane and there's like 10 of them, and there's, as far as you can see, there's Roman soldiers all the way stretching to the horizon. That was the feeling I got. I knew that the vaccine thing was going to get worse. And in fact, it did. That was 10 years ago. And, you know, I just got the feeling there was going to be more and more vaccines rubber stamped and coming down the pipeline. So what I decided to do was this band that I have, the Refusers, and we're actually ranked number one in rock and roll in Seattle on this independent Reverb Nation website that has, you know, we have 1,900 bands out here. So we're trying to reach people through music, you know. And there's a lot of other stuff, you know. Vaccines are all mixed up with GMOs and Monsanto and everything else. And there's awareness growing among young moms, you know, in their 20s and 30s. They're very attuned to the risks to their children out here. And so we're doing shows. We played at pretty much the best rock and roll club in Seattle. We played there two nights ago, the Crocodiles, the place where grunge was born. And we did a big show. And so that's what I'm trying to do. I figure I want to get in, you know, that's the way to get around the censors and the way that they censor everything in the media. And you can't, you know, they never talk to the victims of vaccines. They only interview the vaccine salesmen. So we're trying to push the music. So everybody, if you're listening to the show, you know, Google the Refusers and you can download our music for free. We're not trying to make any money or anything. It's all there for you to hear for free.
And he's one of the most dangerous men in America. How many lists are you on there, Michael? I know I sent you something that listed you as a very dangerous person from UNICEF.
Oh, that's right. I was proud to make the most influential anti-vaccine website list from UNICEF.
The short list.
Right. Well, I'm so happy that you're doing what you're doing, Michael. And I do have a protocol to reverse vaccine-induced diseases in people and in pets. But my main goal is to stop this insanity. It has to stop. And waking up people is the only thing that's going to accomplish that end game. Because the people that are out there, the agencies and the Congress that are supposed to protect us, they've all sold out to Big Pharma, and that's so obvious. I mean, you know, making vaccine manufacturers not even liable and forming these ridiculous vaccine courts is exhibit A on that one. So I'm sure that your daughter is smiling down on you for what you're doing, and, you know, it's a tragedy what happened to her, but it's what woke you up. My only child was brain damaged from vaccines. That's what woke me up. Unfortunately, most people believe the white coats and they don't do any independent investigation. And that's what I'm telling people they must do. They must investigate things for themselves, because you can't believe these traitors. They have sold out to Big Pharma and they don't care what happens to your children or your pets. I like to always bring up the pets because they're killing them off as well. And if you love your children, which all parents do, you have to do your own research and stand up and say no. I love the name of your group, the Refusers. If they get rid of vaccine exemptions, people have to keep saying no, because, you know, that's what I think is coming as well. The AMA is pushing to get rid of vaccine exemptions. How obvious is that?
Right.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So the definition of informed consent, you know, on the American Medical Association website says the patient has the right to refuse a medical procedure. That's where the name of our band came from. We're the refusers. It's our right.
Well, I would like to bring on the next guest, Michael. You have done a spectacular job. If you stick around, maybe after the hour, we'll have time for another song. I don't know. So I'm going to say please stay around if you can. And the next person to perform will be Ronnie Prine. Dr. Carly, you're going to be fascinated but not surprised by Ronnie Prine's story. Please welcome my good friend, Ronnie Prine.
Hello, Sally. Hi, Rebecca. Hi.
Hello. Yes, and if you could please introduce yourself. As we said with Michael, the song kind of tells it all. But still, if you can, you know, just tell us, how did you get involved in writing music about things people have to wake up about? And what's your story?
Well, my story starts back in 1991. My wife and I had our first child, beautiful baby boy. We, like all parents, we took our child to have his childhood vaccinations because, you know, we were told he could not go to school or he needed to be protected. And I emphasize protected. But we took him, just like everyone else, to have his vaccines. We got them. I held him down to get the shots, which was the DPT at the time. We took our child home, and I'll fast this up and make it a little quick. We took him home, and our son, that was the quiet and calm child, became the crying child. He cried continuously. You know, that he had his first seizure when probably about 3 or 4 days after the vaccination. You know, we took him to the hospital. We stayed there overnight. They told us it would probably never happen again. Not a big deal. Take him home and love him. So we took him home, and several days later, he had another seizure. He was rushed to the hospital. On that day, he had about 24 seizures. We weren't, you know, we were told that they didn't know what was wrong with him. You know, of course, we never questioned the vaccines because we were told they were safe. So we, you know, they did all their tests and put him on seizure medications. At 10 months, we took our son to Birmingham, Alabama, where they wanted to do a SPECT scan to decide whether or not, you know, my son was a candidate to have part of his brain taken out. The part that was seizuring. Well, Eric's seizures were coming from all over. So we were, you know, we left the hospital. We went there at 10 months, and Eric was smiling and doing, you know, everything that a normal baby should be doing. But that was the last time we seen our son smile. We brought him home. His hands were clenched tight together, and we had to work with him to get him, you know, back to where, you know, semi-normal. But we never saw him smile again, except for when he would have a seizure. Eric had the most seizures he's had has been 100 a day. To this day, we, you know, that's all they diagnosed him with was having a reaction to the DPT vaccine.
Wait a minute. So they did admit that it was the DPT vaccine because, of course, seizures is really the only thing they ever admit to in their vaccine information statement. So that's amazing in itself. So hopefully he's never gotten another vaccine, correct?
Nope, never had another vaccine. He is 22 years old today. I have a YouTube video that I started a couple of years ago, you know, because I wanted his story to get out and be told. But it's called One for Eric on YouTube. It's got like 140,000 views to this day. And that is my main goal, is to stop this from happening to other families.
You've done more than anybody I've ever heard of. If you have 140,000 views, I mean, you just had to do one video and have 140,000 and you can retire now. Your activism is over. You've done your part. Wow. Dr. Carley, talk to this man.
Well, as I said, I have a protocol to reverse vaccine-induced diseases, but at his age, obviously, it's better to get them at a young age. The results are more dramatic, and unfortunately, he's probably on many different medications. I would definitely suggest that you research the side effects of the medications, because every anti-seizure medication that I've ever come across, one of the side effects is seizures. And so, of course, this is how they create their customers. They cause the disease in the first place, oftentimes with vaccines, and then the drugs, in most cases, actually cause the very thing that they're trying to say that it's going to prevent, as well as, you know, multiple other side effects. And like I said, it's outrageous that you had to wait as long as you did for them to admit that the vaccine caused the problem. Because if you go to the CDC's own website and click on the vaccine information statements, you will see there are certain vaccines, hepatitis B, DPT, MMR, the Gardasil. These are the vaccines where they actually do admit that seizures are a possible complication. Of course, they totally underestimate the amount of people being affected by this. It's amazing that you did get an admission. Were you able to go to the vaccine court with that admission?
Oh, no. No, we weren't even, we couldn't even talk to an attorney because our statute of limitations had ran out.
Ah, so that's the game. They waited until the statute of limitations had run out before they made the admission. What a surprise. Not. Go ahead.
We had no idea there was even a compensation program. We didn't know this until it was done too late.
Right. But I'm hearing more and more of this now. In the few cases where an admission is made that the vaccine is the culprit, mysteriously the admission is made after the statute of limitations runs out. So people listening, I hope you're getting this. This is pure evil. Go ahead, Ronnie.
That no amount of money could ever bring my son back.
Oh, I know that. I know that.
So that's what we're after. What we're after is admission. We're after, for them to say, yes, Ronnie, this did happen to your son, and it can happen to others. As Jeannie McCarthy says, we want safe vaccines. There is no safe vaccine. You can't straddle the fence.
Right. Jenny McCarthy says that we need to decrease the vaccine schedule. I have no respect for her. What she should be saying is what Sally says, we have to stop vaccines altogether. So this is a big problem, and that's what our goal is to stop this insanity. As I said, the people are going to have to stop it in their own situation. They cannot count on anybody else. As a matter of fact, what I tell people, what do you need a pediatrician for? They weigh the child, they measure the child, they give the vaccines and cause all diseases. You can weigh your own child, you can measure your own child. If you don't vaccinate them and they get diseases naturally, they will develop lifelong immunity and they will be fine. And then, of course, there's something called colloidal silver that kills all bacteria and viruses that you can give your children and your pets, and you won't have a problem. And so that's what people need to do, is to investigate natural ways to escape this problem. Because, of course, as the sheep go to the slaughter, now we're entering flu vaccine season, people are going to be going to get their flu vaccines. They're going to be spreading these viruses, coughing, sneezing, drooling, whatever, on the people. Colloidal silver will take care of that problem. It does not get rid of injected viruses. Homeopathy is the only thing I've ever found that does that. But spreading the word is so important. And as I said, music is a very powerful way to do so. So please continue on. Do you have a band?
No, I don't. This song that I heard it probably maybe 15 years ago, as I was driving down the road, I loved to listen to music. It kind of took my mind off of things. And when I was driving down the road, I heard this song, and it's by Mark Schultz. And he did it. It's called He's My Son. And that song is me to a T. It describes my whole life, you know, with Eric. And I do want to say that after many years of going through what we've gone through with Eric, my wife and I finally decided to have another child. And, of course, we asked the doctor several times, you know, is there any way this can happen again? And he says, oh, yes, as long as you, if you ever vaccinate your kid again, it will happen again. So, but he advised us never to vaccinate another child. And so we
that's my advice. That's my advice to all doctors. Never vaccinate another child. Sound advice. Never vaccinate another child.
Right, but it's amazing that the doctor said that. So you didn't vaccinate the child, and let me guess, that child is fine, correct?
Oh, yes. She's a beautiful girl. She's 13 years old. She actually sat next to a child in elementary school that had the chicken pox. And he had gotten the chicken pox from a booster shot. And she sat next to that kid for almost a week. And then the school called us and informed us that the kid did have chicken pox and that we needed to bring our daughter home. And we brought her home, and she never got them. She rarely gets anything. You know, she gets a cold maybe every now and then, sinuses. She's never had the flu. You know, anything like that. No ear infections or nothing.
Right. And what is Eric's situation at this point?
Eric is 22 years old. He is about the size of a five-year-old. He can't walk or talk. He has to have 24/7 care. I'm a stay-at-home dad. My wife is an RN. You know, he's just, we still have seizures, but, back in April of, April the 28th of this year, we started Eric on, CBD, cannabis oil, and, we went almost 3 weeks without any seizures at all.
Right. And isn't it amazing how much they're, trying to fight the legalization of marijuana? I mean, even Sanjay Gupta of CNN did a show on how many people are being helped with marijuana, exactly in terms of different chronic problems like seizures and things of that nature. So while they continue to try to stop people from using this herb that's never killed anyone, they continue to try to force people to get vaccinations. It's just unbelievable.
I have a beautiful idea. This is going to be our campaign for next year. If they didn't stop it this year, God knows we tried. But regardless, we're going to have healthcare workers bring in dupes all over the world. Instead of vaccines, they're going to distribute dupes.
Right.
Good job. Yes. We also have a fund. It's called, I believe it's GoFundMe, and it's we set this up so that we can try to get some money to cover Eric's CBD because it's not covered by insurance.
Of course not.
Yep.
Nothing that works is covered by insurance.
Exactly.
Isn't it amazing how that works out? Go ahead.
Yeah, and it's not recognized as a drug of helping anyone. It's just to get high, and all of us, you know how that goes. So, but that's what we're doing with that, so that, you know, we can continue to keep Eric seizure free.
Yeah, please give the website. You can go to GoFundMe, and you type in one for Eric vaccine injury. For Eric vaccine injury, and we're going to try to help this guy because this is expensive. And his child went from 100 seizures to none, and seizures are painful. Please describe this process, Ronnie.
Well, he starts with kind of a little grin on his face, and then it gets a little bit bigger. Then he'll, all of a sudden, his eyes will kind of twitch to the side, whether it be the left or the right. Then all of a sudden, his whole mouth will just kind of, like he's eating a whole bag of lemons, his lips will draw in together. His eyes will squinch together and close. And then all of his fingers, his feet and legs will all get really stiff. I asked several people, you know, years ago, because I wanted to know what a seizure felt like. And I was told by this guy, he says, it's like running a marathon. And by the time you're done, you're just weak as a kitten.
And you don't like turns blue from lack of oxygen.
Yes. Yeah.
So right. And that's the reason that he's the size of a 5-year-old. Because his brain has been assaulted so many times with lack of oxygen, which is, you know, the same situation with cerebral palsy. It's kind of the same phenomena that's going on. And isn't it amazing that, you know, they keep saying it doesn't work, but your experience proves that they're lying to the people.
Yes. Definitely.
Imagine going through that 100 times a day, though. This is why it's very important that this child not only be completely disabled and brain damaged, but he's also got to go through this. It's almost unfathomable.
Yes. It's, you know, that's my life has been a living nightmare for 22 years. But also it's been a blessing, too. Because I have the only angel on earth that I get to take care of.
Well, won't you sing your song for us, Ronnie? And if we have time afterwards, we'll have a little discussion after that?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Okay. Let me see. See if I can get it going here. I haven't done this in quite some time, so bear with me.
Oh, Jer Bear wants to know if your son is capable of comprehending you with discussion. No, he's not, Jer Bear.
No.
Go ahead, Ronnie.
No.
Explain the fact that he is go ahead.
Yeah, Eric doesn't communicate at all. The only thing that I know that he possibly recognizes my voice and my touch with his eyes. His eyes will, you know, he'll look at me and somehow in my heart and gut, I believe he hears and understands that I'm there and that I love him.
Okay, Ronnie, go ahead. I'm sorry.
But okay.
It's important for, if people have these are, that's a normal question.
Yes.
Ronnie said that he wasn't completely sure he understood that he was his father. He knows that he cares for him. But as with my sister, she didn't know I was her sister. She knew,
right.
She recognized me, I think. But, this is very serious brain damage.
Yes. Okay. You ready?
Go ahead.
All right. Here we go. Maybe. There is a boy that needs your help. that I can do myself. His mother is tired, I'm sure you can understand. Each night as he sleeps, she goes in to hold his hand, and she tries not to cry. Her eyes. Can you hear me? Am I getting through tonight? Can you see him? Can you make him feel alright? You can hear me. Let me take his place somehow. See, he's not just anyone. Sometimes late at night I watch him sleep. I dream of the boy he'd like to be. Try to be strong and see him through. God, who we need right now is you. Let him grow old. Live life without this fear. What would I be? Living without him here, he's so tired and he's scared. Let him know that you're there. Can you hear me? Am I getting through tonight? Can you see him?
Thank you so much, Ronnie. I can certainly see where you relate to that song.
Yes, that's it's a very touching song. So it tells my life. So,
well,
I just want to ask a question, Ronnie. How does your daughter relate to your son? Does she understand what happened to him and why he's in the situation he's in?
Yes, she understands, and she's a huge advocate for, you know, not vaccinating your kid. If we're out and about, you know, and we have Eric with us, she and people are looking, she'll ask you. She said, if you have a question, why don't you ask rather than stare at us? And then they'll ask, and she'll tell them my brother had a reaction to the DPT vaccine when he was a baby. And she tells them that she has not been vaccinated at all.
And, what about your wife, the RN? How has this affected her?
Well, she, you know, she has to deal with vaccines and things like that every day, especially with this new flu vaccine mandate. She deals with that head on, and, you know, she tells them that her son had a reaction, and that's why she can't do the flu vaccine, for fear that she could bring the flu back to him because of a thing called shedding. And then, you know, she can only tell people when they ask. If they ask her about vaccines and side effects, then she can tell them. But unless she tells them, she can't say anything.
And she has to vaccinate them?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
And she's the whole time she's doing that, she's asking, you know, praying, please ask me about vaccines. And sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. And she just says a prayer every time she has to vaccinate someone. She will not do children at all. You know, she'll just either step out of the room or she'll tell them, no, I will not vaccinate a child.
Of course, what she could do is get a bottle of sterile water and give them a vaccine with the sterile water and throw the other trash in the trash.
In the trash.
Rebecca,
where it belongs.
That's it, Rebecca. You're on to something.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah.
That's serious. I like that.
That boggles my mind, how somebody that knows what vaccines do could give vaccines. If they're not asking the question, it's because they've been lied to like you were, and you got your vaccine for your child, and his whole life has been changed. So I suggest you may want to, you know, mention that to her. Because if they don't ask, it's because they don't know to ask. And the horror that they're going to go through could be very similar to yours.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, she hasn't had to do any vaccines in quite some time. So hopefully she won't come across that.
Good. Okay, well, I hope that your story has woken up a lot of people. You know, having a child die is one thing. Having a living hell like you have is another thing. All this could be stopped if we could ban vaccines, and that's what has to happen.
Amen.
Wow. All right, we are going to say thank you very much, Ronnie, and I don't believe we have enough time to have Joe sing his song, so why don't we have a group chat? Rebecca, you want to talk to the boys?
Wait, why don't we have enough time to have Joe sing his song?
Well, we only... Oh, I see. Don't we go to a break at the hour?
Yeah.
Okay. Joe,
we can start with him giving his story.
Well, we don't have much time. Let's start with the song, and then we'll go, because this song is almost 5 minutes. Joe, my friend, is a very talented artist, visual Emmy Award-winning artist. He's done my banner, Ban Vaccines 2013. And also, he is a composer and songwriter. He has written a song just for this show to combat the vaccination of millions with the live polio virus. But the song is about something different, although for the occasion. Thank you so much, Joe Jones, and please embark.
Okay, wait. We're getting a message. We only have 3 minutes, so I think it would be better if he starts his story and then he can be interrupted after the break with a song.
Wonderful.
Uninterrupted.
Rightio.
Okay, go ahead. You there, Joe?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes. Loud and clear.
Fantastic. I first want to say I'm very humbled to be on your show, Dr. Carly. I thank God for people like you to do this work and get the message out there. I'd certainly like to thank my dear friend Sally El Cordy for being just the beautiful person and activist she is. She is one of, I think, to me, one of our country's greatest patriots and heroes, just getting out on the firing line and doing what she does every day. I'm going to perform for you, hopefully in its entirety after the break, it sounds like, a song that will be premiered on your show, Dr. Carly. It just was completed. I've been working on this. It's a song that I wrote to pay tribute to families like Michael's and the loss of his daughter, and, of course, Ronnie and his son, Eric. This song is also inspired by a dear...
Excuse me, Joe. Can you please mute the player? Any background noise, if you were listening to the chat room.
Okay.
Please mute everything but you.
Okay, hopefully that's a little bit better.
Go ahead.
As I was just saying, this song is also inspired by a friend of mine, April, who is has a autistic son by the name of Aiden, and there's quite a bit of their story in this this ballad that I have written for you. So hopefully I can play this song for you in its entirety. I've been working on this now for virtually 2 weeks straight, and hopefully I can nail this for you guys. It's the very first premiere performance of this song.
You'll be performing it after the break because you don't have time, Joe, before the break.
Sure.
Right. And I would just encourage everybody listening to tell people that they can get a consult from me and learn how to reverse these conditions. This is my big frustration, that the word that this can be reversed is not getting out there. Okay, there's the break. We'll be back after this message with Joe performing his song. Stay tuned, folks.
Everybody mute, please.
Okay, that works fine. Oh, jeez. Anybody there?
Yeah, great job, guys. Yeah, if you stay muted, everybody, while they play, it's a lot crisper, and we're all doing great. Thank you all.
Yeah, you can go ahead and talk now because I took the server off the air, so we're not nobody can hear us. Everything sounded great. The song that Belkin did and Ronnie did came through just fine, real good. The only thing, like I think Jerry said, Joe might have had the player on in the chat room or something when he came on, and that's where the echo was coming from.
You copy, Joe? So, yeah, just listen to us here and ignore the chat room because you're live now with us. As long as you stay muted, everybody, till... it's your turn. It's sweet. We have a lot of bandwidth happening, and we're all good. And like I say, I'm recording this, and you could all have it. I'll send the file to all of you. God bless you guys, and you're rolling good.
Well, and you have to just keep one other thing in mind also while you're listening to the stream, you know, on the chat, in the chat room or on a media player like Winamp or something like that. Remember, that stream has a 60-second delay. So anything I'm saying right now that you hear, all the listeners out there won't hear for 60 seconds. So keep that in mind. That's why you get that echo if you have a player on in the background or something when you come on to the mic. But we have about 4 minutes still to go before we're back on air.
You, Dr. Sally and Callie. anyway, I would suggest keep the musicians here if the rebuttal thing doesn't happen, and just so you have you can flow.
Well, certainly, I know Michael has so many songs about vaccines. Do you hear me? Do you hear me at all?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, Michael has so many songs about vaccines. Take your pick, Michael, if you can hear me. Because Joe's song is a little bit under 5 minutes, I believe. And then we will have time for another song by you. That would be totally awesome. So maybe we could go out rocking. Maybe you got something upbeat. Because blues, of course, let's face it, it is a blues show.
Well, Sally, excuse me.
It looks like Michael signed out.
Oh, did he? I see him. I see him still on with here. He's still here.
He's muted. But I'm saying, has Dr. Shivo called or anybody? I haven't.
Oh, no. No, he said that he could be contacted if somebody from the WHO or International UNICEF or Peace One Day calls in.
Oh, so that's on hold until we get a call. So right now we're just improvising.
The latest number that has been given to everybody is Justin's, so you know.
Right. So we're all good on that.
And
right.
One more thing, if you guys want to give calls, have it calls accepted, use Justin's number and announce that if you feel free for that.
Yeah, I did announce Justin's number, but I'll do it again when we come back on. Because we know that those people are never going to call in. I'm very disappointed that this person isn't coming on to talk about vaccines, because that would be very helpful. But that's the deal, so we have to deal with it.
Becca, he's the one who came up with this idea. It was an inspired idea. And knowing you, I knew you'd jump on it. Absolutely.
Right.
And so all I can say is, you know what I said to him? I said, you come on, you don't come on. I got Dr. Carly in our camp. I don't care who they bring on, you know?
And one more thing, please, all of you guys, the musicians, watch what's going on in what we're texting. We might have to talk to you or something. So this is where we produce and how we communicate, staying muted with y'all. Okay? I appreciate that very much.
Yeah. Forget the chat room. Don't even waste your time.
No, don't even waste your time on that. We've got our own chat room right below us here.
Okay. How much time before we come back?
Let me look at the break player here. We got about 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes. I'll give you a 30-second warning before we come back.
Okay, so we're definitely broadcasting, which I'm shocked at. So,
I pulled some punches. I was upset, but we won't get into that.
Okay, but I'm glad that we're broadcasting, and I'm glad that you're recording, Jer. Thank you.
Everything is going real smooth.
I'm just got the chills that it's happening. We're all happy. That's what's important right now.
It was meant to happen.
Yes. And I hope that people listening are getting it, because, you know, they have no idea. I mean, you go to the doctor's office, like Ronnie said, he held his son down to get this vaccine. Imagine that. I can just fathom the nightmares he has about that, and then what happened. Okay, people need to avoid that. Don't do it. This is a more dangerous situation than a bullet. You can take out the bullet. You know, I was a trauma surgeon. I know how to do that. You can't I can help them reverse the problem with the vaccines, but it's not the same as not doing it in the first place. You're never going to get back to where you were. This has to stop. It's so evil, it's beyond comprehension.
And I was diagnosed with epilepsy when I was 4 years old. I can tell you what having a seizure is like.
And I can guarantee you, unless you got a head trauma, you got the seizure from a vaccine as well.
Oh, I'm sure I did, and I never figured it out until now.
One thing,
why this show is important for people.
If you wanna chime in and say that, Justin, that would be great. What did you want to say, Jer?
Here comes the server. Make it quick.
When I pass the file to you, you're gonna have to edit this out.
Okay. Here comes the server back. Everybody, quiet up.
Okay, we're back with What's Ailing America, and today we're doing a very important show about vaccines. We've had various artists on singing songs.
Hold on, we're not on yet. It's still dialing. Oops, my bad.